talk about on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Hello there, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Friday on the Talk About programme. And as you've probably gathered by now, I'm not in studio. I am in lovely Listowel for the afternoon to celebrate the food fair, the Listowel Food Fair. But now, we're here in studio, as I said, and I'm joined in studio by two of the people who are involved in the Listowel Food Fair, and I'm delighted to chat to them. Here with me in studio is Daria Piasechna. And Daria is going to talk to us about food photography. And we're also joined by Daisy Walsh, who is just 19 years old, but has already got a career for herself as an entrepreneur in the food business. So, ladies, you're both very welcome. And I might start with yourself, Daisy. We found out, of course, a few minutes ago that we're related.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your cafe and how it all came about.
Well, I mean, like, we opened in July of 2021 in the middle of COVID. And, like, being from Listowel, it was awful sad to see all the doors closing during COVID and how much it affected the town. So, like, thank God we were in a position, myself and my mom, to be able to open a coffee shop in Listowel. So it was great to see, you know, the town and the amount of support that we got. And it was brilliant, yeah.
And you're just 19 years old. Did you always want to have your own business?
I mean, like, always seen, like, my family, like, my Uncle Christy has his own place, my mom has a pub, like, my family has always grown up in the business industry, so it was something that I was hoping to do in the future. Now, not as 18 years of age at the time, but I was delighted to be able to be.
And are you very hands-on? Are you there yourself the whole time?
Oh, I am, yeah. I mean, like, I'm working there the whole time, and I have another lady with me, Suzanne, who works there, and the girls are at the weekend. But I like to be there as much as I can, you know, to have a say in the place and make sure that everything's running smoothly. But, yeah.
So you must be delighted that there's a food fair in your hometown.
I mean, yeah, it's brilliant. Like, it's great for my own business and the businesses around town, and something to look forward to in the stall. I mean, like, you know, it's brilliant for people and stuff.
Yeah, the town is absolutely buzzing, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and it's great to see. It's great to see. Like, I mean, after such a hard time, like, it's great that things are opening back up and people are able to come out and see each other again. It's brilliant, yeah.
And do you do, I know it's a coffee shop, but do you do kind of sandwiches and buns and bakeries and baked goods and that type of thing?
Yeah, so I mainly do brownies and blondies and cookies and stuff. So I get ladies, so there's Sarah, Baked by SG from Tarbert, and then I have For Goodness Bake, which is Emma, and she's from Ballyduff. So I like to support the other businesses as well, but it's mainly just sweets and good stuff like that.
Oh, the nice things.
The nice things, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And where are you located?
I'm just at the bottom of Church Street, so beside Ladbrokes and across from John Maguire's Pharmacy.
Okay, and do you have anything particular that you're doing for the food fair?
Yeah, so there's a food trail on tomorrow, so for the whole day I'm just going to have coffees for £2.50 and brownies and all at a discounted price.
Oh, very good, yeah. Very good. Well, let's talk to Daria next. And Daria, I gather from your lovely name that you're not a Kerry woman, but you are kind of, you're half Irish, are you?
Well, yes, I'm kind of Irish as well. I came from Poland 17 years ago to Ireland. Now I live in Listowel and I became Irish as well, yeah.
You might just move the mouthpiece up a little bit closer to you. Yeah, that's it. No, that's perfect.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Good.
And tell us, you're a food photographer. How did you get into that?
Yeah, I always was into the photography, and I want to be associated with, you know, portraits and food / product photography. And then I met Jimmy, and he said,
Jimmy Dinahan.
Jimmy, yes. And he said, maybe you're gonna join our food fair and take, you know, photos for food fair and places around.
And is it a particular type of skill, food photography? Because you have to kind of design the shot and make the food look as delicious as possible. There's quite an art to that, I'd imagine.
It is, yes. You have to take care of many things. You need lots of props. You have to be very creative and light. It's all about light.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And, like, do you work for a lot of Irish companies or international companies or what?
Well, right now I'm very local, so I want to support as much as my business, as also, you know, local businesses, food businesses, restaurants, pubs, that I can take photo of them, their food, their drinks, and actually help them promote themselves online as well.
Okay, I was just going to say, because of course social media is massive at the moment, isn't it? And so you probably help them with the food styling and the photography so they can put their products online and make it look as good as possible.
Exactly, this is it, yes. Yeah.
And you were telling me off air that you were at the Listowel Arms Hotel last night. There was a big function as to kick off the whole food fair.
Yeah, so we had very lovely evening yesterday. We had the grand opening of Listowel Food Fair and also 50 years anniversary of Kerry Group in Listowel. So it was very big evening for us and, you know, it was really lovely.
And you sound like you're very settled in Listowel and very happy here.
Yeah, I am actually, yeah. I love this place. Yeah, it's really good place. You know, it's not so busy like Otter, and actually every person know each other, so it's good. Yeah.
Okay. And of course, what do you think of Irish food compared to, we'll say, Polish food? It's quite different, I'd imagine.
It is different. I'm vegan, so I'm even more different, right? But there is this is thing I want to promote as well. Like I want more people, more businesses do vegan, you know, food and deals, meals, whatever. So this is my job as well, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. And how long have you been vegan?
8 years now.
8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you find there's a lot more Irish people going vegan now?
I think it's more popular now. When I started, there was no actually substitute of meat like you have today. So I think this will encourage actually people to go vegan or at least vegetarians.
And I presume that the Listowel Food Fair will cater for everybody, whether they're meat eaters, vegans, vegetarians, celiac, whatever. There'll be something for you at the Listowel Food Fair.
Yes, that's true. Even yesterday I had special menu just for me being vegan, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
So I felt really VIP yesterday.
Oh, brilliant. And so you should. Just to come back to Daisy for a moment. Daisy, have you found are Irish people's tastes in food more sophisticated than they used to be?
I mean, I'm not sure. Like, I, for myself, like, I love, you know, the old Irish stew and stuff like that.
Oh, do you?
I do, yeah. But, like, it's nice to see, like, for the likes of Lizzie and stuff, she's so much variety now these days. Like, people are starting to, you know, venture out and try new things, which is great. And, I mean, like, for the likes of Listowel Food Fair, it's great for people to try new things. Like, there's so much out here in Listowel for people to try. I mean, like, so many businesses venturing out into new things and to try new things. So, yeah.
Are you an adventurous eater? I mean, would you eat, I don't know, kangaroo or something if it was put in front of you?
No, Jesus, no. I like to tend to keep the bland things, if anything, yeah.
And what's the big seller now in Daisy's Cafe?
I mean, like, I do milkshakes and smoothies, and of course I have my sweets then for the little ones and my coffee. I mean, like, a lot of people like different things, so I think my milkshakes would probably be the most popular at the moment.
With the smallies,
and everyone, you know, older ones to be getting the milkshakes and stuff, and the coffee, of course. Then I do a nice cappuccino if I do say so myself.
Very good, very good. And have you found people are more health conscious, more, you know, careful about what they eat?
Yes, yeah. I feel like, you know, I do smoothies and stuff, and, you know, they're all fruit and orange juice. And I was doing health shots for a while, but I stopped doing them because they weren't as popular as I thought they were going to be. But yeah, people are more conscious of what they eat and drink and stuff, which is great, because, like, oatmeal is more popular now.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.
We are celebrating 25 years of the food fair, the Listowel Food Fair here in Kerry, and a wonderful, wonderful festival it is as well. And I have been chatting, I was about to say goodbye to them before we cut off, I have been chatting to Daria Piasechna and Daisy Walsh, who have been telling us about why they're involved in the food fair. Ladies, sorry about the interruption, but Daria, you were about to tell me about a photography exhibition before we were so rudely interrupted.
Yes, so tomorrow I will have my very own and very first exhibition of my photos in St. John's Theatre Art Centre in Listowel, down the square at 12. So everyone is welcome to see my very first exhibition. It's called Listowel Faces. I came up with this idea to actually take photos of different people, different age, that our kids and grandkids will be able to check how we look like, you know, 50 years back.
It's called Listowel Faces.
Yes, it's all about people.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So in St. John's tomorrow.
Yes.
And Daisy, before we let you go, you mentioned it already, but just in case anyone missed it, you're involved in the food trail tomorrow.
Yes. So all my coffees and milkshakes and smoothies, they'll all have €1 off. So everyone's welcome in.
Okay, fantastic. Well, listen, it was great to meet you both. Thank you both for popping into the Outside Broadcast Unit here outside Garvey Super Value in Listowel. I hope it's a fantastic success, and judging by the buzz around Listowel, I know it will be, and it was lovely to meet you both.
Thank you very much.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.
Now, two more lovely people have joined me here in the Outside Broadcast Unit, and I'm delighted to meet them. We've got Owen Foran, who is going to tell us a bit about his pizza business, and we've also got Mairead Moriarty, who is on the committee of the Listowel Food Festival. Great to talk to you both.
Thank you.
Mairead, I'm going to start with you. Listowel is buzzing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's been buzzing since last night, because we had a wonderful dinner in the Listowel Arms Hotel to celebrate 50 years of Kerry Group in Listowel. And it was just an amazing feast and banquet. The food was sensational and the atmosphere was electric. So well done to all that turned up, and Listowel Arms and Asya, who was at the helm there last night. She was just wonderful. The menu was exquisite.
So there's loads happening over the weekend. The food trails sound particularly interesting. How do they work?
Well, the food trail, we're recommending that they pre-book it, and at this stage it's almost sold out, so there is maybe a few places left at this stage. But the food trail is taking people that turn up around to different restaurants in the town, and they'll have food tastings. So it's so popular every year, it's sold out very quickly. And they get to experience all different cuisines around the town, and they love it. So
do a lot of people come to Listowel from outside of Kerry for the food fair?
Yes. Well, I suppose we have to realise now, we're after 2 years of COVID where there was nothing happening and we were doing a little bit on Zoom. So it's, you know, just we're reinventing and reviving ourselves again, and taking baby steps initially, and hopefully building it up again to what it was pre-COVID. We celebrated the 25th anniversary of the food fair before COVID, and that was just an excellent every event was sold out and there were huge crowds for it. So it's hard to, you know, we have new members have joined the committee, so it's hard to bring ourselves back up to the events, you know, all the events that were on before COVID, because there was a lot of work involved. So we decided this year just take baby steps, get the events that the public were familiar with up and running again, and take it from there and introduce new events then next year and going forward. So we have kind of workshops. We have a lovely workshop for children now starting. It's on Saturday morning, and there is a young girl, she's a trainee home economics teacher, giving a workshop on cake icing and decoration for children. So that's sold out, and we could have done three or four of them because it's been so popular. But you know, it just takes time now to build it back up, to, you know, get the, make sure that we have the support that we had pre-COVID for the events.
Very good. Well, I'm going to talk to Owen Foran next, and Owen, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I believe you've a pizza place here in town.
Yeah, Don Mama Pizza. I started the restaurant, now is open, I suppose, 7 or 8 weeks, and the trailer was going for just about a year before that. I had a pizza trailer. I studied hospitality and business in the Netherlands and met a guy over there who does pizza, and ended up going back over to him to train there.
And where are you from yourself?
From Erremore, Listowel.
Oh, you're a Listowel man,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Listowel local man. So trained over there, brought it all home, and here I am setting up my restaurant.
And how long are you set up?
So I started in September 2019, travelled all over the country with the trailer, and eventually settled down in Listowel, where it went fairly well here. So much so that I ended up opening a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you do. It's a sit down and a takeout.
Yeah, sit down and takeout. We might do delivery after a while as well. We'll see. There's like the demand has been way more than I ever thought, and like you know I have to thank the people in the stall and the surrounding areas for all the support they've given me over the last few weeks, and hopefully continue going forward.
It's a town where people love their food, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, and they're always anxious to try something different. There's great restaurants in the store.
There is, like, and you know, there's places popping up all the time, like, and the food fairs, more I'd say, it like, kind of helps the town kind of thriving from a food point of view. And yeah, like, I mean, I'd encourage anyone around who's thinking about it, like, you know, just go for it, like, and yeah.
Now, Owen, bearing in mind that I haven't had my lunch yet, right? and I'll probably start drooling all over the microphone here. Tell me your signature pizza. If you wanted to really impress someone in your restaurant, what would you put on the pizza?
I suppose, like, a typical Kerry man, you know, wouldn't stray too far from ham and mushroom, like, but...
come on.
But like you know, I've convinced a few of them to go for the special, which is onion, sweet corn, mushroom, and salami. There's a bit of a kick off to salami as well. Like so
say that again now slowly. Onion, sweet corn.
Onion, corn. Sweet corn, mushroom, and salami.
Okay, and of course I have to ask you, pineapple on pizza? Yes or no?
It's a no for me.
It's a no for you. Okay.
Still one of the best sellers.
And then thin crust or thick? You do both, I presume.
Crust, it's an Italian recipe. The recipe originated in Florence in Italy, which is the north part of Italy. And like if you go around Italy, like different parts of Italy kind of prefer their pizzas different in different ways. Like so this is a kind of a northern recipe and it seems to be hitting the spot here in the stall anyway, so it's great.
Yeah, you've clearly done your research.
from asking around, like, you know, like there's a good old community, like, you know, especially even I like, give a shout out there to Nana Bees in Castle Island, you know, she was very helpful to me there, like coming down, even giving me a hand in the restaurant one night there, like when I was very busy, like and even, you know, just in the community in the stall, like, you know, Lizzie's little kitchen there, like, you know, she's great, like you know, giving me a lot of support, you know, young fella starting out in business, and she is a few years behind her, and she was willing to support me in every way, like, so it was great, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't come as any surprise
no.
to me. And Murray, just to come back to you, when you hear people like Daisy Walsh and Owen Foran and Lizzie there that we mentioned from Lizzie's Little Kitchen, that'll give you an indicator of, you know, it's great to see young people coming up and getting involved in business and in food business, because we've so much to offer here in North Kerry.
Absolutely. And can I just mention there, Deirdre, in case there's some of the listeners wondering, the event, the food trail event is booked through Eventbrite, and the tickets are €20, and the just to tell them the venues that they're going to visit include Jumbo's, Halo Health, Dough Mamas, which is Owen's business.
Dough Mamas.
Yes. John Orr's and Lizzie's Little Kitchen. And I mean, say Lizzie has been a fantastic ambassador for the Listowel Food Fair and has gone to, you know, she's performed at so many events and on RT and all the rest now. So she's gone from strength to strength. And Daisy Boo's barista. And I just met Daisy Boo for the first time today. So it's great to see a young girl now involved in her own business and, you know, excited about setting up business. And I just have to say that I've seen that at Women in Enterprise events, which I attend myself, the number of young women that want to have their own business, food businesses, and get involved and set them
very
up.
Encouraging. Well, listen, Mairead, we need to wrap up, but just before we go, just to say to people who maybe have no plans for the weekend and they might want to head to Listowel tomorrow or Sunday, what would you recommend that they check out?
Well, there are tastings going on throughout the town and they're free tastings, you know, John R's all day, Halo Health Foods in Patrick Street, Jumbo's and Daisy Boo's, of course, but Saturday, Garvey's will have Listowel, here in Listowel, will have tastings all day. And also, can I just say that there is an event in whiskey tasting event that's going to be nice to go to if anyone is around Saturday.
So it's not just food, it's drink as well?
Drink as well, yes. So that's on tonight in Flanagan's. And there's Pig and Porter night also in Christie's Bar. And you get a free pint of Guinness, it's €10 to get into that. So look, there's loads of places, and there's the Listowel Good Food Dining Circle as well. So Allo's, Ava Jones, Gappo's, Najing's, Royal China, Dough Mama's, Jumbo's and Listowel Arms Hotel all have special dishes on for the food fair, and I'd recommend to everyone to check them out and see the beautiful dishes and foods that are being served.
So come hungry and don't wear your tightest pants.
Exactly.
Is the best recommendation.
Exactly, yes. And don't be counting calories.
The weekend for that at all.
No.
Definitely some fabulous food being served up over the weekend here. Listen, it was super to talk to both of you.
Thank you.
Owen, the very best of success with Dough Mama's.
Dough Mama's, yeah.
Best pizza in Listowel, folks, and no pineapple on top of it, though.
I'll just give a quick shout out to David and Tig as well over in Abu Dhabi. They shot their best rounds of golf there last weekend, so a big shout out to them.
Are they listening to us in Abu Dhabi,
they're
do you reckon?
They're listening to us in Abu Dhabi now.
Sure, everyone in Abu Dhabi listens to Radio Kerry. Owen Foran and Mairead Moriarty, thank you both for popping into our outside broadcast
unit.